Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant development has taken place in the realm of national honor and the rights of persons with disabilities, with two landmark legal developments that have far-reaching implications. First, the Union Cabinet has amended the Prevention of Insults to National Honor Act, 1971, to explicitly protect Vande Mataram, our national song, making insult or obstruction to its singing a criminal offence punishable with up to 3 years' imprisonment. But why does this matter? It is essential to understand the significance of Vande Mataram, written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in his novel Anandamath, which has been a symbol of national pride and patriotism. What makes this significant is that the amendment to the Prevention of Insults to National Honor Act, 1971, is a crucial step in safeguarding our national symbols and promoting a sense of national pride. Building on this, it is worth noting that the amendment is a testament to the government's commitment to protecting our national heritage. And here is something that surprises many students: Vande Mataram is not just a national song, but also a powerful symbol of India's struggle for independence. Now let us turn to the historical context. The Prevention of Insults to National Honor Act, 1971, was enacted to prevent insults to the national flag and the national anthem, and now, with the amendment, Vande Mataram is also included under its purview. Note this carefully: the amendment makes it clear that any insult or obstruction to the singing of Vande Mataram will be punishable with up to 3 years' imprisonment. Moving on to what this means for the rights of persons with disabilities, the Supreme Court has expanded the definition of acid attack victim under the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act, 2016. The ruling held that the definition of acid attack victims under Schedule I of the RPWD Act, 2016, must be read to include survivors who were forcibly made to consume or ingest acid, not just those attacked externally and suffered internal injuries, even without external disfigurement. Crucially, the Supreme Court's ruling has retrospective effect from the date the RPWD Act came into force, which is 19 October 2016, making all qualifying survivors from 2016 onwards eligible for benefits under the Act. It is worth pausing here to note that the RPWD Act, 2016, covers a wide range of disabilities, including those caused by acid attacks, and provides for various benefits and protections for persons with disabilities. Now, let us look at the acid attack context in India. Acid attacks are a heinous crime that can cause severe physical and emotional trauma to the victims. Remember this number: the number of acid attack cases in India is alarmingly high, and it is essential to provide adequate support and protection to the victims. The Supreme Court's ruling is a significant step in this direction, as it recognizes the rights of acid attack survivors who may not have visible external disfigurement but have suffered internal injuries. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topics of national honor, rights of persons with disabilities, and acid attacks are all relevant to the UPSC syllabus, and it is essential to stay updated on the latest developments in these areas. Main keywords to note include Vande Mataram National Song, Prevention of Insults to National Honor Act 1971, Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, Anandamath, RPWD Act 2016, Acid Attack Victims, UNCRIPT, Disability Certificate, Article 51 a retrospective ruling, and Schedule I disabilities. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but what is relevant is that the RPWD Act, 2016, came into force on 19 October 2016, and the Supreme Court's ruling has retrospective effect from that date. The Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act, 2016, covers a wide range of disabilities, including those caused by acid attacks, and provides for various benefits and protections for persons with disabilities. In conclusion, These two landmark legal developments have significant implications for national honor and the rights of persons with disabilities, and it is essential to stay updated on these topics for your UPSC preparation. The protection of Vande Mataram and the expansion of the definition of acid attack victims under the RPWD Act, 2016, are crucial steps in promoting national pride and safeguarding the rights of persons with disabilities.